You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Now here's Andy.
Welcome to another episode of Andy Land Radio. I am your host, Andrew Willis, and tonight is your night. It is Wednesday, so get ready to party, get up, get down, and meet some of my friends, and let's hang out together. On tonight's show, we have the cast of Alex and Maine, the amazing production company that you and I both know and love, and my friends, the Good Old Boys, with music by Joseph Salvat, Charlie Puth, Ty Siegel, The Chats, TV Party, Post Malone, and Cuco on tonight's show. So get ready to party, get up, get down. This is Andy Land Radio.
We asked you to describe Andrew Willis, and you answered. He's a cunt, a liberal f-tard, sassy, oh, and gay as f. But wait, there's more.
Okay, that's enough.
Making you feel smarter and happier. Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on andylandradio.com.
Life Lessons with Liam and Benny, available on YouTube and andylandradio.com.
Andy Land Radio is now on Giphy. Search a wide variety of stickers to make your posts smarter and happier. Search now using the phrase Andy Land.
Served a different view. Today it's a bit difficult to breathe. Cause people let you down in the springtime. The spring clean, cause who knows what summer's gonna find. You really let me down in the springtime. Now you're on my favorite bridge and I just have to keep riding by.
To me.
Welcome to the show. I'm Andrew Willis. This is Andyland Radio, and I am here in studio with my lovely friends, the good old boys, or at least that's what I call you.
Soft boys.
Is that your name, Soft
Fucking
Boys?
Soft Boys, buddy.
Okay, well, I don't mind that at all. Boys, introduce yourselves. We have Maddie. We have Alberto. Josh. Who else is here? Madam? Evan?
Evan.
Yeah.
What's most important person here. I kind of look like Post Malone.
You do. We're actually going to be playing Post Malone later on in the show. I'm pretty excited about that. Just so everyone knows, we also have the lovely, lovely crew from Alex and Maine. They're just waiting out in the lobby right now. We're going to be bringing them on for Hang 10 with Andy. Woo! We love you guys so much. Boys, I'm glad to have you here. We're having a ruckus.
Woo!
Party. You guys are some rascals. I love it. I'm a little scared. Alberto, introduce yourself. You're bald and sexy and large and in charge.
Yes, I'm bald, sexy, large, and in charge.
And Italian.
Mexican, actually.
Mexican. Oh, okay.
It's pretty close. It's pretty close.
Same thing.
Yeah, so.
Do you have a big schwanz? Are you like an Italian? Like having a nice schwanz? Yeah, who's
I'll
seen
so.
It?
I'll
get into
so.
The mic
yeah.
there, baby.
She's large.
She is. Oh, wow. Thick.
That's right. So yeah, I'm Alberto. I'm also known as Felix Vega from the Soft Boys. I'm just starting to figure myself out over the last few weeks and starting to do things and having fun and getting out there.
I love a greasy chain wearing gangsta, let me tell
That's
you.
Right.
Look at that. Baby, what's your name? Introduce yourself to everybody.
My name's Evan.
Evan.
I moved out here a couple years ago from Ontario. Pretty classic. Live up in Whistler. Girlfriend and I are on the rocks right now. Live in a van and I'm a puker.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Weird. Now, who else is here? Who else have we got here? Come
I'm
on.
Josh. I just like ride bikes and sleds and shit. I'm pretty regular.
Yeah.
Pretty regular guy.
You seem like a chill dude. I like that.
Yeah.
Do you smoke a lot of marijuana?
No, dude. It freaks
really?
Me out.
Really? Yeah, it gives me anxiety.
For Same. Sure. Yeah,
Honey, let me tell you.
My life and shit.
Now, we have someone here who's so sexy. He's my Persian prince. I love him so much. He turns me on in big ways. Introduce yourself, Maddie.
How you doing?
I'm doing damn good. Honey, you've had a couple drinks.
Yeah,
you've
that's
had
what
a
I'm talking about.
Couple of drinks. I love that.
Thank you.
You got curly hair, beautiful eyes. You're single. What the hell is with that?
I'm just living life, man.
Emotionally unavailable.
Are you actually?
You know, like it's. I'm looking. I like to like see what's out there. And
Tinder, Bumble, Hinge.
I'm being here.
Are you on all three? Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge.
Yes.
Really?
It's online dating is not working, but I'm out there.
He's like, sloppy. Let me tell you, he's a sloppy drunk.
Fuck.
I love a sloppy. Who else is here?
Yo, this is Magnum XL.
Yeah?
Yeah, representing from Pacland.
Are you actually XL?
I'm XL to the max.
No way.
Yeah.
Huh, wild. Are you single?
Absolutely.
You guys are out there just roaming, having fun, doing your thing.
100%.
Now we had a glass of wine out there in the studio. In the lobby, not in the studio. I'm feeling so warm and freaked out. I think it's because it's so hot in here. There's
hot.
Like so many people in the studio, crammed in. Here I'm freaking out. I think I'm drugged on MDMA, but
yeah,
not.
I promise you, we did not put anything in that drink.
Thank you. I'm glad. I don't want to get knocked out on G tonight. That's just not my deal. Boys, what drugs aren't you doing? You don't smoke weed, do you?
I love to
weed. No, weed, dude, it makes you analyze your life. It's no good.
Josh, why don't you... So you just get really bad anxiety.
No, not anxiety. Just think and like, you know.
Interesting. You guys know some frat boys, I hear. There's some boys over in the frat listening.
Yeah, I got my frat boy here right now. He got a big jug of juice for us.
Woo! Is he actually outside? Is he in the lobby? Is that him?
Yeah, the big boy out
What's
there.
His name? What's his name?
Julian.
Julian take
XL.
Off your shirt. Julian.
Julian.
Oh, Julian's coming into the
oh,
studio.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Julian's pretty large and in charge.
Okay, I want to do a competition here. I want to see who has the best pecs.
Okay, I'm
Julian, put down that juice outside. Oh, this, you're not allowed God, that in the studio.
No.
Get that out of the studio. I want to see it.
No juice allowed, mate.
Julian, let's see. I want to see. Are you a frat boy?
Oh, yeah.
You are. He just says he is. Here, pass the mic over to him. Let's see this. So Julian,
What's
take off
on?
Your shirt. Take off your shirt. Gosh, let's see it. Oh, he's taking off his shirt. Hold on.
Take
where's
off,
my inside?
Mate.
We got to
pretty
do
rush style.
Style.
This is like,
oh!
This is your first year out here.
Let's see it. Okay, Julian, take off your shirt. Julian, take it off. Okay. Oh my God!
Fun
look at that.
Fun fact: Julian is a type 1 diabetic, and he's looking fresh right now.
Oh my! Is he
rocking his pod?
8 out of 10 on the
chesters.
8 out of 10.
Oh my God! That's crazy. Now, what type of juice are you doing?
Mostly orange juice. You know, keep the blood sugar stable.
Yeah,
trust
me, honey. I know. I am fat, and let me tell you. Did you know that if you smoke cigarettes, it releases insulin? It does. It releases adrenaline
so
and insulin.
So do vapes.
Right. So, and nicotine does that. So for me, my body's so used to like getting insulin released, but I don't smoke anymore. And it's been a kind of a challenge. So now I've been getting dizzy and freaked out. Turns out I just need to just have something sugary. That's why you crave food when you quit smoking. Who here smokes darts? I know you're on them. Baby, honey.
Magnum XL. Always
Magnum
on
XL
darts.
Is
Magnum,
on the
darts.
On
the darts, yeah.
Does dart machine, dart machine count?
Sure. Why not? Is anyone on the Vipe or anything?
Vipe, Juul.
Yep.
Yeah.
Miley.
Vipe Analog.
Vipe Life, that's what we talk about.
No way.
Analog all the way.
Does anyone here know Charlie Puth? We're going to be
course.
Playing. Yeah, yeah. We're playing Mother, actually. I really like that song.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Are you into it?
Yeah, right here, right now.
Were you a bad boy?
I'm a bit of a bad boy.
Evan, yeah. Evan.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Were you, like, crawling into, like, girls' windows and, like,
oh, yeah.
hooking up, like, yeah. while the parents had no clue you were over or what?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I live in a van now, so that's kind of a little bit trickier, but...
Honey, if the van's rocking... Now, where's your park in your van? Where are you parking the van? Sorry.
Oh, everywhere.
Where? Like, why don't you park in front of my house tonight? I'm down.
I could.
Yeah, dude, no, seriously. I'll hook you up. I'm dead serious. You can use the internet at the house.
All I need is Wi-Fi.
I'll order over some pizza. I don't give it... Oh, it may be a little bit too late. Maybe not. I don't know.
Anyways, I love it.
I want to check out this van. Go to @AndyLandRadio on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm there. I'm social. I get around. Let me tell you. Not as much as Maddie after a couple of wine. Let me tell you. Or Magnum
BC
XL.
Prince.
We
BC
love
Prince
both.
Out here.
Man, put on your shirt. You can put on your shirt. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, I know. It's warm in here, isn't it? I'm dying. I feel like I'm on MDMA.
Do you guys know what Saturdays are for?
They're for the boys, baby.
100%.
Saturdays are for fucking everybody.
For the soft boys. Honey, I know. Saturdays I knew all that. We're going to be talking about Don Cherry at the news.
Ooh.
And we actually thought Wiz Khalifa was dead, but it turns out he's not.
I hope not.
Oh, he's not.
Yeah.
Don't believe the fake news.
Could you? We all in the studio at the station here, we all had this moment where we're like, oh, Wiz Khalifa's dead? And we actually thought it was, you know, it could be
totally
possible,
fake
right?
News.
I cried one tear.
Fake news.
It was definitely trippy, and I definitely blame Magnum XL for that fake news, for sure.
Lol. Do you think we should get some music and then come back? And,
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to talk to my friends from Alex and Maine. They have a show that's going to be running from November 20th to the 30th. You can check it out at The Nest on Granville Island. It is directed by my lovely friend Shane, produced by Austin, and starring Leah. We'll be talking to them next here in studio. November 20th to the 30th. Check it out. AlexandMaine.com/tickets if you'd like to buy. Up next in the show, we have Charlie Puth.
Woo!
With Mother on Andyland Radio.
Stay tuned. Up next, Hang 10 with Andy, followed by news and new music. It's all happening live from Studio A.
He's such a nice boy, so well-mannered. He's so much better than the last one you brought around. Please and thank you, everything matters. I'm gonna make sure that she knows I'm the best she's found. The moment she walks out the door, I'm not pretending anymore. If your mother knew all of the things that we do. Out the window, bed stuffed with pillows. I'll be waiting in the car right around the block. Back of the Benzo, more than a friend zone. We've been hiding since the time they forgot to knock. The moment she walks out the door, I'm not pretending anymore. If your mother knew all of the things that we do. She sees me, she gon' act like she don't know me. Cause she knows all of the story. Now your daddy wants to kill me.
We're here in studio with my lovely friends from Alex in Maine. They have a play called Seminar that is out. You can see it at the Nest on Granville Island. It's directed by my lovely friend Shane Layden and stars Leah Jaxtes. I had to think about that. It's a cute name and she's a cute girl. Austin McWhirter is producing it. That's a hard thing to do. Hi, Austin. Hi, Leah. Hi, Shane. How's it going?
Hi, Andy.
We have you guys here.
Andy.
Yeah, what's going on with you guys? You have a play out.
Cool.
Tell me all about it. I want to hear all the news. I want to know what's going on. Well, first of all, Austin, let's break the ice here. We used to work together. We used to be servers together, schlapping that game.
We did for a minute.
For a second. Last year.
Earl's.
I know.
Can we say Earl's?
We can say Earl's. I mean, don't eat there. I mean, the food's trash. The people are trash. Everything's trash about that place. But yeah, no, we work together. We put in our dues as servers.
We do.
Now, you're a producer for a play. Now tell me about this. The play is called Seminar. It runs November 20th to the 30th. It's at the Nest on Granville Island. Granville Island is the hub for theater sport. Isn't the arts club there, or where is it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Arts Club, major prestige, even worldwide. I mean, it's known. I want to know more about this.
More about it? Yeah. So, actually, a couple months ago now in the summer, Leah and I were talking about just Vancouver theater and wanting to make it more accessible to a younger audience.
Yeah.
And so we put together a crew of incredible people we know and got this off the ground with Shane directing and an incredible cast of local actors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all coming together in such a fun, awesome, cool way.
Yeah.
And it's been a really... It's been a really big learning experience.
Let me help you out with this. I want to say, when people think theater, they think people with lots of felt hats, lots of layers of clothing, fluvog shoes, no sense of humor, but yet they feel like they have one. And, you know, I feel like theater is very inaccessible. It's not accessible to people.
Yeah.
Like, people don't get it. Like, they don't feel it. There's no pathos there. Like, between the... I mean, it's a real specific niche. How are you guys changing that? Leah, maybe you can... Because, I mean, you're the star of the show. Hello.
Well, I mean, come on.
I'm loving you. We got to hang out sometime.
we actually are going to hang out. Yeah, that'd be great.
Now, how do you do that?
Well, that's what Austin and I talked about mostly, is that, like, is that no young people especially really know what theater is and what it can be. And that's why...
It seems like a drag to most people.
Totally.
Right?
And it seems like strange language and, like, weird shapes and things. But it can be really funny and really interesting, like a good movie, except it's live. So it can be even funnier than a good movie because you're seeing it before your eyes. And that's why...
Now, what's the story of Seminar? Like, what's that about? Shane, you could probably talk about this.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no, the story about of Seminar, it's written by Teresa Rebeck, who writes a lot of really good plays.
Canadian?
No, she's American. Okay. She's from Ohio, which makes reference to it a couple of times in the play.
What's sexy about that? A playwright from Ohio? I don't know. Seems kind of chic.
She did it.
She made it. She done made it.
Yeah,
the play is about, I would say it's about four writing aspiring novelists.
Okay. So it's about a novelist?
It's about four writing people that want to be better writers.
Okay, I see.
And they hire sort of this, let's call him infamous writing instructor.
Yeah.
And he teaches them in the one girl's apartment. He gives them critiques.
Any sex? Any nudity? What's going on?
That's the one thing about Rebeck is that, like, her plays are sexy. They're sexy, but in a fun kind of way, I would say. It's fun, and you sort of are watching and going, like, oh, like, are these two people, like, liking each other and going to end up in bed together maybe at some point? And you kind of think that about every combination of people throughout the play, I think, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you guys done a rehearsal yet and gotten some, like, response, or have you seen this play before? Like, why this play?
Well, I think we picked this play because I think Leah and another one of the stars of the show, Devin Capico, wanted to do it. I think it started from there. Mm-hmm. And then I think you guys asked me to direct it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to one of the other stars of the play, Dave Lennon, who lives with Devin, who's perfect for the role that he's cast in. And then we asked Mark Reinhart, the other guy, the other novelist in the show, to be in the play as well. So we got together, and then we had to find Leonard, and we cast Leonard with a guy that I've taken acting class with. His name's Tim Coderre. And from there, we just went on To rehearse. I don't know, we rehearse like 4 times a week, a couple times in the evening.
So what was the time? Was it like, has it been 2 weeks to kind of build up to this, or a month, or like, how do you, first,
couple
let me,
months.
How do you get, so you're the producer, Austin. How do you get a play from, hey, guys, we have an idea, I got some friends, I got some good people, we got a cast, how do we get this to be taken up by the Nest? How did that happen?
Well, it takes a lot of really freaking,
a lot of money, or
a lot of money and yeah, a lot of talented people.
Because you're fronting the money, aren't you? Or how's this work?
No, we're all kind of group sharing it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're figuring it out.
So what's the cost? I mean, like, what, tens of thousands here, or what?
Not tens of thousands.
Okay.
Like
$8,000. $8,000 to do a 10-day run.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're essentially renting the stage space.
Yeah, we rent the space, we provide the beer, the liquor for everyone. Mm-hmm. We marketing is all, we're all doing it all by ourselves.
Yeah.
So this is our first show we're going up. So it's been a learning thing.
Yeah.
But it's also been a freaking awesome experience, and super excited. I got to watch them rehearsing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was hilarious and sad. Yeah. And sexy and fun and flirty and frisky and
everything the young hip kid, kid crowd loves.
Everything you expect from a play about writing.
Seminar, you can check it out November 20th to the 30th. If you want to buy tickets, alexamain.com/tickets or ticket? Tickets.
/tickets.
That makes more sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. You can buy as many as you want.
How much are tickets, by the way?
So tickets are $25 online.
All right.
Yeah. And at the door as well.
Guys, check it out. I know everyone's tapped out and you have no shackles, but if you can throw a few their way, that'd be great. 25 to be exact. Please do it. We love it.
It's basically the price of a movie.
Yeah. And you guys are all working too. So this isn't just like, you know, someone's parents were kind of cool for a minute and gave them some money and said, hey, let's put on a play. You guys are really working and making it happen.
From the ground up.
Shane,
yes.
Yeah, you can attest to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Playwrights, or not playwrights, but directors and theater and stage, they're not making thousands and millions of dollars, especially starting out. So guys, check it out. November 20th to the 30th, check out Seminar. It's a play by Teresa Rabeck. It is directed by Shane Layden. It's starring Leah Jacksteys. I love that name. Leah, where are you from? New Zealand?
I am from New Zealand.
We talked about this, yeah.
We did talk about this. My family's from Germany.
So this is a fake accent.
This is a completely an acted accent.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. I said, oh God, thank God it's a real accent, because I hate
it'd be so
people in theater, or actors who put on fake accents, and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's weird. Very cringy. Yeah. Yes.
So you're from New Zealand Germany via New Zealand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And you landed up here.
I ended up here. Yeah.
What do you do before you go on stage? Like, do you have something you do to kind of like chill out, or like, do you love being on stage?
I love it.
See, the mic for me goes live, and I enjoy it. I love it. Before the show, I'm a wreck, as you guys all see. I'm freaking out.
Yes.
You know, even now, I'm probably needing to go home.
I think that's a good thing, right?
I guess. I depersonalize. I kind of have derealization episodes where I like separate from my body. I kid you not. It's like a weird anxiety thing. And I just have to breathe, bring it back. What are you doing?
What do I do before?
Yeah, what do you do for that?
I think it depends on the role. I think for me, it's really good. I like dancing before something.
I saw you dancing in the lobby from the studio.
Really good as well. Really good dancing.
Absolutely. To Disco Inferno, the Tramps. Yeah, we did that in the pre-roll for the show. No, I like that.
Yeah.
Guys, I really like what you're doing. I love that you're making theater accessible to people like us, mm-hmm. who, you know, we're the new generation. Most of those people who go to the Stanley are dying. Let me tell you. A lot of them are. I mean, let me tell you.
Yes.
All those gold sponsors are all kind of, you know, hitting the grave. Honey.
That's it for them.
Yeah, no, we're coming up. We're coming up with our bus tickets in our back pocket, and we're coming to see a show. Check it out, the Seminar. You can find it at the Nest on Granville Island from November 20th to the 30th. Tickets are $25. Go to alexamain.com/tickets, and you can check it out there. Up next on the show, we're going to be playing a little bit of Ty Siegel. I'm super excited about that, so stay tuned.
If you want to hear more interviews just like the one you heard, visit andelandradio.com. They're 100% there, and they're 100% free. And if you want to feel smarter and happier, listen to Andeland Radio with me, Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central.
Andeland Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on andelandradio.com.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Get ready to grip the sheets and bite the pillow. Andy's topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
Next on Andyland Radio.
Tomato sauce. Can't get enough, I'm begging for more. 'Cause I came here at 5:45. And I ain't gonna leave till I get my fix. All I want and all I need,
all I crave is a good pump feed.
All I want and all I need,
all I crave is a good pump feed.
Sheets and bite the pillow. Andy's topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, geez, Don Cherry. Up to his tricks again, but guess what? He's not going to be on TV anymore. And I feel kind of okay about that. A lot of people are saying that this is a left-wing issue and a right-wing issue. A lot of people are also saying that, like, he should be allowed to say what he said because, you know, free speech. I believe this is about corporate responsibility. And if anyone says anything that could potentially harm the interests of society, which is what I think broadcasting does, I think the airways that we broadcast on have a public service, then yes, no. And also the human rights of people in Canada. I mean, geez. I think he's free to say that, but he's not free to say that on air. Let's get to a little clip of it if you haven't heard it. This is Don Cherry talking basically about how he feels about people wearing poppies for Remembrance Day. If you're in the States, Veterans Day. Let's get to the clip.
Hockey host Don Cherry is facing backlash after appearing to target immigrants in a rant about people not wearing poppies ahead of Remembrance Day.
You people love, you that come here, whatever it is, you love our way of life, you love our milk and honey, at least you could pay a couple of bucks for poppies or something like that.
The 85-year-old made the remarks on Saturday night during his weekly Coach's Corner segment as part of Hockey Night in Canada. Cherry told longtime co-commentator Ron McLean he rarely sees people wearing poppies anymore to honor veterans, appearing to take aim squarely at those he believes are new immigrants.
These guys pay for your way of life that you enjoy in Canada. These guys paid the biggest price.
So there you go. That is what Don Cherry had to say about people wearing poppies. We have everyone here in studio. We have our guests here from Alex the Main Production Company. We also have my friends, the Soft Boys. What does everyone think? Alberto, let's go to you, representing for the Soft Boys. What do you feel about that?
Okay, well, my opinion is that he's just a really old guy stuck in the past,
yeah,
to be honest. But not everybody in the Soft Boy agrees with that.
And that was the argument, is that people said, actually Linda Steele, who I quite admire on CKNW, she's a, an anchor in the West Coast here. She said the same thing. The world has changed, but Don Cherry hasn't. What are you saying?
Well,
Magnum XL.
Well, my opinion is this. I represent a family that's been represented in the war
since
the beginning,
yes.
Since this World War II. And my friend Brandon F. pointed out, you know, Don Cherry has served his time. He's been on the air for 40 years. Yeah. It's time for him to go.
I think it's time for him to go. He served, the 80s, 90s.
It's time for you to go, bud.
It's good. Now, I want to say, did any of this make you say you don't want to watch Hockey Night in Canada or any of that part of that franchise or what?
I don't watch Hockey Night in Canada.
I used to always listen to Don Cherry when I was a kid, and I feel like as I've gotten older, I've just been like, it makes me think of Billy Madison when grandma's getting taken away, and I just want to be like, he's too old.
Yeah,
he's too old. Shane, he needs to leave.
Now, Shane, I want to ask you: do you watch hockey? Are you an
I love
avid,
hockey?
Yeah, exactly.
Avid Canucks fan. Yeah.
When you are out there, okay, we're getting some boos over here. What do you feel when you hear something like that? Do you feel like, who do you feel watches hockey? Who's participating in hockey? Because I think
I think that hockey and all sports should be like an inclusive place, and it should be a place for everybody to play. And I think that especially in hockey, I think that it's not the case. I think there's a lot of racism that goes on in hockey.
And you saw that with Kaepernick. You saw that with
totally.
I think definitely with college level. What do you call them? I'm not a big sports fan myself, but what do you call college players? They don't get paid.
Varsity
basketball.
College amateurs, yeah.
Yeah, you see that there's, I don't know, it just seems kind of racist the way that it's done. It's sort of...
Totally, and if you look in the NHL, most of the players
definitely
are predominantly white, right? And
it's definitely a framework for slavery, for sure. Now... We don't want to talk too much about Don Cherry unless you guys all want to. I think he's said his piece. People know what they feel. He's fired. He's gone. Magnum XL, what are you saying?
Right. I agree with Don Cherry. I think everyone should be wearing poppies. I think everyone should be representing.
This coming from a dark man who I love.
Oh, first generation immigrant. First generation immigrant. But however, I have
From
Pakistan. Okay. I have lost five poppies this last weekend.
Why?
It's easy to lose them. So Don Cherry, if he was to see me, he'd be like, this guy's not wearing a poppy.
There you go.
You gotta poke it through the flower petal itself.
Don Cherry, check out this hot packy guy late at night.
I do think it's important to look where this is coming from. Right? Don Cherry's a big, colorful guy. Maybe he is just looking to have more color on these people, and he wants to have more decorative
outfits. Don Cherry's a man of color. He's a person of color.
Magnum XL can respect that.
Could you imagine?
I respect that.
Okay, now let's get into some other things because we got to move it along here. I want to do a little bit of who has the best chest. Alex and Maine, people already. So we got the soft boys here. Whoa, Alberto, hold on. Where's my.
I've been going to the gym. I live in a van. I need a shower.
Soft boy number one.
My dude is tatted.
Hold on. Let me get this for the Instas. Oh my God. This is like my dream.
Austin?
Okay, let's see this. Guys, check out AndyLineRadio.com.
Totally soft boys out here.
At Andyland Radio. Look at this. Okay.
Shirts off on the rock. Frankie shaves his chest.
Oh my God. Look at Maddie. Maddie, you're a sexy Persian boy. We love it. Oh, Maddie.
Have you ever had a Persian hot dog before, Andy?
You know what? I think I did. And it was
I feel like the most important part is the...
belly button ring.
Alberto, okay, now look at that tat.
Features, eh?
Alberto's got... We got Leah. Leah, let's be judges together. Leah, get over here.
Okay.
Let's be judges. What do you think? Okay, line up, boys. Let's see here.
I've only been going to a gym for a month. This is
Evan,
a good chest.
Honey.
This is your angle, eh?
Evan, Evan's got a nice chest.
Where's Evan?
Lifting up the tee.
No, that's Josh.
Josh. Sorry, Josh.
Evan.
I still take those compliments, though, Andy.
Okay, so...
It's confidence is key, really, right?
Like, yeah.
Like, I like what you're doing, but that's not... You're not giving me...
Okay.
No, Josh has a girlfriend now. He really can't be showing it all off.
Maddie, I want to see it. Now, Maddie has a big bruise on his hip. What's that bruise from? Rough sex
Whistler
or
bike
what?
Park.
What's going on?
Mountain biking. I actually had a...
You're a mountain biker.
Yeah, it was in Whistler. I lost a bike mid-air.
Oh, my God.
So, hit myself. Broke my left
Frat
arm.
Frat boy's looking cute, by the way. Look at that. Whoa, Magnum XL. He's gonna show me who the brown man is. He's gonna take me down, and I love it.
Just concentration, you know,
blowing me away. Okay, so Leah, let's get a number on this. Magnum XL, what are you giving him out of 10?
Okay, I gotta know. Do you shave your chest hair or not?
No.
No.
Then
no,
I then I'll rate you higher. I'll rate you higher.
Oh, you, Leah, you like a guy with a shaved.
I think so. I think.
Austin, you got a hairy chest, don't you? Let me get a peek. Just a peek. Just pull on your. Just a peek of the. Got a peek of those cheeks. Oh yeah, that's some cute little hair.
That's
little,
nice.
Alberto, what do you think of Alberto? Now look at him, honey. You kept your shape. How old are you, Alberto?
I'm 28, and I definitely do.
You didn't get fat. I turned 22 and I got fat. What is that? Is that Israeli?
No, that's Persian, and it means Saturdays.
Wow.
Because, you know, Persians, Iranians love us Jews.
That's right.
Yeah. No. Oh, really? So you got some Farsi on there.
Yeah, I got some Farsi. It says Saturdays, a.k.a. Shambaha.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh! Oh, my God. It's getting hot in here. Maddie's just showing us his hair.
Just for the record, I do shave my chest for the tattoo.
Oh, do you really? Why not wax? It's an Italian thing. Okay, what are you giving Alberto? What do you think of Alberto, Leah?
Well, you know what? I respect the fact you drink beer and you still look very
Boys, let's calm down the dialogue.
However, you shave your chest. Ah, it's a...
Yeah,
not slightly lower than
you know what?
I do have to show off the tattoo.
He shaves his chest for a tattoo.
Let's wrap this up here. Okay, so Maddie, you're looking hot. We're loving. I love a Persian boy. Get out my view. I don't want to getting too horny. Okay, I'm loving the jock behind you. He's looking hot. He has some technology on his body. Tell us about that.
I'm representing Dexcom with the new G5 sensor.
Okay, so what is it? So you're diabetic. So you have that gives you insulin, or what does it do?
Livabetes.
Well, what does it do? So you got livabetes, not
diabetes.
Yeah,
there we go. this tells me how much beer I have in my system and how much I need to add.
So it's
also it's blood sugar.
It's an insulin checker, right? Does it deliver insulin?
No, this one does.
One does.
This one does.
This party in the back.
Dude, can you like take that plug out and put it into some CBD or something and get some CBD delivered with that?
You can load this thing with anything you want.
Oh, no way.
3 milliliters of the most fun.
Oh my God, you got a pen. You got like some
I'm a diabetic as well.
Sorry, you're a livabetic.
I'm a livabetic. Yeah, I'm starting a petition.
Yeah, I think you should do it. Go on change.org. Look, we got to get some new music, Canada. Boys. I love it. Here, stand. You know what? We're going to get a nice photo of me, and you guys are
really
all going
to
hold me.
He's about to play Lady Gaga.
What? Who wins? Oh, who wins? Well, I mean, I'm partial. I think Maddie's hot. I'm sorry. I can't. Leah.
Hey, Andy, I thought Manum was your type.
Yeah, fake news, dude.
You know what?
It's
going to be a five-way in my house, let me tell you. In that van, it's going to be rocking hard.
You know
it's
what?
It's going to be warmer than the studio.
I think I'm going to decide after the break just to keep people interested and, you know. Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Look, we got to get to some new music. We have TV Party. They have their new track out. It is called Caroline. It is fabulous. I love it. You love it. Let's check it out. Why not?
Check out the new single Caroline off the new album by TV Party. Available now on all major streaming platforms.
Your questions on love and sex.
Next on Andyland Radio.
let it go. Seasons change and our love let it go. Feed the flag cause we can't let go. Run away while we're running in circles. Run away, run away. I dare you to do something. I'm waiting on you again, so I don't take a break.
Friends and lovers. Lovers. Gay, straight, or fluid as cold beer. Cold beer. It's time to answer your questions on love and sex.
That's right. We are here talking about love, sex, and relationships. And today, I don't have a listener question. I actually have my own question. Emily?
Andrew.
It's time for us to have a talk. A serious talk about our relationship, our friendship. I freaked out at you moments ago
in
one of the other studios. I know you are over it because, and this is pretty wild. It was like definitely a wild moment here in the studio. I was yelling at you because, okay, you came to me and we're sitting here, we're setting this up, we're ready to go on air, we're ready to do our thing. And you say to me that you were feeling a little bit hurt because you saw a photo that I had posted, a screen grab from a FaceTime call that I did with Clint and Michelle. And I posted that screen grab on Instagram with the caption, best friends forever. And you saw
and
that.
I wanted it to be me.
And that bothers me.
Big
and
surprise.
So exactly. So then
you should be flattered.
Okay. First of all, I am flattered. But second of all, you spring this on me before we go on air. I freak out at you. Now, for those of you who weren't here and couldn't have seen this, I said to Emily, I said, what is your problem? You're acting like a big baby. Why do you always have to have everything?
I'm a daddy's girl.
I said, you're acting like a daddy's girl and you got really upset about it.
It goes for the jugular.
Well, because the thing is, I feel like in our friendship, you and I have a good thing going. I feel like I've proven more than anything that you are a best friend and that you're always there for me. So much, in fact, that in January, you're going to be coming on board every week to be on my show, to be my co-host. And I went and spent money on getting promo shots and all these
which
things.
Which are lovely. And I've always said how grateful I am.
And
for
I
them.
Always have you out there in the public so people can see that you and I are a good duo.
That's
so
true.
When you get freaked out and insecure about our friendship, I freak out right back because I think, what more do you want from me?
No, you're right. And you did post a video right after that too. Right. So it's like, I can't really get mad. As I told you.
Well, okay, go on. And then let me tell you what I did though, because we need to talk about this. This is wild. This just happened 5 minutes ago.
I had a weak moment.
And you felt a little insecure.
Of course I felt a little insecure. It's been building up, I think, for a little while.
Yeah.
Because you've just sort of...
I've been hanging around with other people. I've been hanging around with other people.
And whatever. Yeah, it happens. Schmoozing. I'm used to it. Like
I've been schmoozing
I know
bit.
I can be a bit much.
I've been playing the field.
So have I.
You've been feeling like a little bit hurt.
Hurt, but at the same time, let's not project that image either because I have lots of friends and I don't need to like have anyone feel bad for me because I'm a 33-year-old accomplished woman of my own right. Sure. So it's fine. I was a little slighted, because I hold you in very high regard. And I saw a picture. Yeah. Was it an immature moment? Absolutely. Everyone has them. Don't pretend you're above. No, everyone does have them. You don't share yours.
I want to share what I did. So I took your bag. I threw it across the room. I said, get the hell out of the studio.
Ass hat.
Well, no, I was so angry with you because I was like, after everything I do for you and you're that bloody ungrateful and we're about to go on air and you're sitting there thinking that somehow I'm trying to replace you in my life when all I'm doing is showing you actions that I'm trying to include you even more into the fabric of my life. I said, get the hell out of the studio. I grabbed your bag. I threw it out the door. You ran out crying. No one knew where you were. Where were you? You were off in another room somewhere. I was scared you go to HR and you.
No, I thought about it.
Well, I'm glad you didn't. That's last thing I need.
I was really hurt.
I felt like Harvey Weinstein. I was texting you, calling you like 100 times. Being like, you get back into the studio now. You get back here. We need to finish this segment. We're about to go on air.
That's okay. Yeah. We know you're controlling, but we still love you.
Well, I got to work on that a little bit more.
Oh, what? Oh, you have a flaw? Yeah. Oh, do tell. No, I went to see Eric. Obviously, I went to see Eric. I was hurt.
He was hanging out waiting for you because he knew you probably have an emotional breakdown today. Anyways, look.
That was a dick. See, he does this thing where he does little digs.
I needed to. Okay, look, we got to move along here.
We need to call you out on that because that's not healthy.
It's not. So here's the theme of friendship. We all have little bumps in the road. People feel insecure. People feel like those friendships could end.
Including Andrew.
Right. And including me, for sure. So, but when it comes to maintaining relationships, I
would say the best thing, my little last sound off is that I think when you get a big fight, even so big that you throw someone out of the studio and you freak out and you scream and you say, I never want to see you again, get the hell out of my life, and you're having the worst time ever, that immediately, because we've had these fights before, immediately you tell them, get back. I need to give you a big hug and say I love you. Emily, get up.
No, but
Emily, stand up. Emily, stand up. I need to give you a big hug. Am I allowed to touch your breasts? I love you.
I love you too.
Yeah. Do you love me?
Sometimes. I love you too.
You smell really good.
Good.
Your breath stinks.
I know.
I love you a lot, Emily. Do you have any solutions for people? Would you agree with me that if you get into a fight with your best friend, the best thing you can do is say, hey, get over here.
Let's yeah, don't leave angry.
No, exactly. Because if I let you go angry, it would have been bad for both of us. And it would have had to make for an awkward apology.
True.
And also, it would have meant I would have had no co-host in January, and that would have sucked. You would have ruined my workflow. Okay, Emily, look, I love you a lot. Well, that's it for Love and Sex with Andy and Emily. If you have any questions, go to andyladradio.com and make sure that you send us those questions. We want to be able to answer them. And you can always find us on social media at Andyland Radio.
For more episodes of Love and Sex with Emily and Andy, visit andylandradio.com.
We asked you to describe Andrew Willis, and you answered. He's a f***, a cunt, a liberal f***tard, sassy, oh, and gay as f***. But wait, there's more.
Okay, that's enough.
Making you feel smarter and happier. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on andylandradio.com.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Perfect 10, no gas, no pump, sipping on rum, baby we young. Shawty, don't ever tell me that you're done, cause I wanna get a little taste, don't run. Shawty, you gorgeous, girl you should know this, I got so many things I never told you, hold up.
Summertime is the time, I like to get high with you, it's true.
We'll be right back.
welcome to the show. I'm Andrew Willis, and this is it. This is all. We got to say our goodbyes. I love you. I love you so much, Austin.
I love you too, Andy.
I love you too, Andy.
Leah, Shane, check them out. November 20th to the 30th. What do you guys have going on?
We have a seminar by Teresa Rabeck going on at the Nest Theater on Granville Island.
Where can they buy tickets?
They can buy tickets at alexandmaine.com/tickets.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
We love it. Yeah. Make sure you do. They're $25. Please shell it out. They could use it. They could love it. They could need it.
We do need
it. You guys are putting on a damn good play.
We are. It's going to be worth it. There's beer there. Go see a show. Get a drink.
100%.
Come on 100%. Out. It's fun. Come see that theater is not fucking musicals.
No.
And
it's the Nest. Check it out. Yeah. Check it out, the Nest. November 20th to the 30th, they have their play seminar. It's going to be out there. Leah, we love Leah. Leah Jacksteves, she's starring. Yeah, Leah, I love you so much.
100%.
Old trooper. We also have Shane. He's directing it.
What a do, baby. Yeah. Come see the play. It's going to be fun. We got
you
Leah.
You know what? I might come by and actually check it out.
You better, man. You better.
Can I watch it from backstage?
We'll give you a ticket.
Could you? I want to watch it from back. I only like stuff because then I can just sit peep there. I like seeing how people move and do stuff.
Come down.
Okay. Look, we got the Soft Boys. They're all here in various states of undress. I love it. Happy hand jobs for the holidays, boys. Happy Veterans Day.
Yeah, happy Veterans Day.
What can I say? Happy Poppy Day. I hope you got your poppies on.
Poppy.
Because if you don't, you people
you
are a shame.
People.
You a sham. No, you guys are lovely. We love you so much. Shout out to Don Cherry.
We love you too, man.
He's gone.
Watch the show together.
Yeah.
If you want to catch more episodes of the show, you can always do so. Boys, are you guys going to check out this episode? Going to listen to it?
Of course.
Check it out somewhere?
All
right, cool.
I told my mom to.
If you want to catch
myself representing.
That's true. If you want to catch more episodes of the show, you can always do so. They're all there. Go to andylandradio.com. And as I always say, good night, see tight, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis is broadcast and taped live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit andylandradio.com. Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance provided by Anna Rose Carrico, Madeline Taylor, Alex DeBoer, Jasper Sloan Yip, Tanner McColeman, and Dora Duber. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks.
The life, stuck in the start, stuck in the aim. Pour it, I'ma shoot it, it go right in. Sauce and so I saw it go right in. One on my side, one in the right, one in the range. Stuck in the life, stuck in the start, stuck in the aim. Yeah, man, when I shoot it, it go right in. Flow goes harder than Poseidon. Shorty likes the snow, yeah. She's just gonna flake me. I can smell her lies, yeah. Smell just like her fragrance. How big as the world, though. I know that it's vacant. We losing our patience. So it go right in. Flow goes harder than Poseidon. Yeah, man, when I shoot it, it go right in. Hit me in my DMs, I'm gon' slide in. Side, one in the right, one in the range. Duck in the life, duck in the start, duck in the aim. Pour it, I'ma shoot it, it go right in. Sauce and I saw it go right in. One on my side, one in the right, one in the range. Duck in the life, duck in the start, duck in the aim. Yeah, man, when I shoot it, it go right in. Flow goes harder than Poseidon.
she just ride the merry-go. She sit on the carousel, they more like a boat for show. She just trying to parasail, I just ride the wave alone. Don't believe in fairy tales, but I got a cup of it. I sip from the holy grail. You just always high, man. You be your demise, man. Swear you always flying. See it in your eyes, man. Always selling.